Now we're going to transition a bit into some specific areas of the breast. And our first speaker, looking at some oncoplastic techniques for the central breast, is Dr. Jill Dietz, who is the head of breast at University Hospital in Cleveland.
Thank you, Julie and Lorraine. So I have a disclosure in that I teach an oncoplastic course for Medtronic. We heard just a little bit about placing incisions, and a well-placed incision, certainly circumareolar incision is a great incision. And since we're talking about central lesions today, we're gonna see a lot of those circumareolar lesions. And just this slide, we heard a lot about this just recently from Dr. Eltamer, and the point of it is you can do a lot through just a circumareolar incision. But if you, and this is just an example of that post-radiation. If you have, however, a little bit more breast tissue that you want to remove, or if you want to do a lift, then there's some really nice techniques that we could show you to help get an excellent cosmetic result. So if you do have somebody that presents with the lesion right at the nipple, especially very superficial, one of the things we could do is think about all the different options for a lesion at that nipple. The first thing we want to do is just pause when you're seeing the patient and take a note, as you've already heard, of the patient's breast shape, the size of the breast, the location of the tumor. You want to do some measurements and photograph that patient, because you may not be able to very quickly, right on your feet, when you're first starting out with oncoplastic surgery, know exactly what to do. So you want to be able to go back and evaluate these things. This lady, I measure every patient in the preoperative holding area. And the one thing I wanted to point out is when you are looking, let's see, does that work? Okay, yeah. Can you see the little green thing? Okay, so this is a horizontal line, and you can see that this right breast, the nipple, is lower. So when you're marking your permanent landmarks, the sternal notch, the inframammary ridge, the xiphoid process, you also want to mark the nipple location just to make sure that the nipples are even. So a crescent mastopexy is one of the easiest things that you can do. You can go home and do this on whenever you're home, Monday, say. And really what you're doing is just taking, either de-epithelializing or taking the skin, most of us de-epithelize, I think, and approaching your tumor right through that incision, and it gives you a little lift in the end. And really, I think the maximum you can get with this is maybe 2.5-3 centimeters. So these are minor lifts with a crescent. This is just an example of pre and post-op crescent. So your first case when you do this, it's just really nice when that lesion is sitting right under the crescent. It's helpful when you have a larger areola because it allows you a little more room to make up this distance when you're closing between the longer superior flap and the little bit shorter inferior flap. You can see when you have a crescent, you get nice elevation. Most of our patients prefer the breast that you had the mastopexy on. So, you know, when you're first starting out, you might not feel comfortable doing the other side. How I became comfortable doing the other side is I actually had a lady that had bilateral cancer, and I figure if you're able to do a bilateral lift because they have two cancers, you can do it when they don't have cancer either. And the patients love the symmetry. So the first thing you do is you de-epithelialize that skin. And then if you have to go up a little bit, you can raise that flap. If not, you can just do a full thickness resection right through there. It's nice to leave the skin, the dermis, for a little extra volume, and you can just tuck it under. Dr. Altamer talked about the thickness of the flap, which I agree, and you can just elevate that skin. Do your tumor resection, orient your specimen, and then you close. The way I do this gathering technique is I throw a horizontal suture in the dermis on the upper incision and a vertical incision on the lower incision to help kind of gather and pucker. At first, there could be a little bit of puckering there, but this really does go away over time. You can do the opposite mastopexy to get good symmetry. And there's a patient before and after. Here's another patient with a deeper central lesion. This is that same lady we measured before. And you plan your incision. I actually extended it down a little bit because we did mag seed on this case, and her lesion was a little bit lower, so I had to go find it. And we just get good exposure, get out the tumor, and close it up. So this allows for good exposure. There's the specimen radiograph. And here's another case with the little crescent mastopexy. So this can give you good exposure for tumors, usually in the central lesion or a little bit on the upper pole, and it gives you a great cosmetic outcome. The hemi bat wing is really a crescent with a lateral extension, and especially if you have to take skin over, this is a really nice way to go. Here's just an example of a lady with some significant ptosis, and with that lateral extension, you can take skin right over the tumor. You can move your glandular tissue around, basically give a lift plus tumor resection. And then this is a near post-op picture of her lateral incision. It just looks like a crescent with an extension. This is a case where the patient had two lesions, one at the 12 o'clock and then one in the lateral aspect. So we took both of these lesions out, and she just has a bit of a lift and a little bit of a lateral extension. The bat wing is basically it allows you to do a lift, a much deeper resection. And if you have patients who have breast density, then you can use the internal sutures and basically hike the whole breast up. You can get quite large resections. This one's just a little resection. You can see this was when we were using wires. We put the, localized the lesion, put in the wire, and you get a little lift. And this lady was super happy with her result. I asked her to pose, and she basically stuck her chest out and was super proud. She was about 75 years old. You can see this lady here. She's had a cancer on the other side and had a lumpectomy with radiation and has a significant amount of asymmetry and shrinkage from her surgery and her radiation. So in this picture, a very large bat wing was used. It could be argued that it could even be bigger. And we were able to get the tumor out with a lift to that breast. And this is immediately post-op, but she'll still get some additional shrinkage from the radiation. So what happens if we have tumor right at the nipple? So in situations of Paget's or inversion or lesions involving the nipple, you do not have to resort to a mastectomy. Here's one example of doing a purse string closure, so removing the nipple areolar complex and using a purse string for closure. You can do a standard horizontal central lumpectomy. In all of these techniques where you're doing a crescent, a bat wing, a hemi bat wing, or a central lumpectomy, it flattens the breast a little bit. It flattens the appearance of the breast. So I prefer to do a vertical central lumpectomy. It gives some additional projection, and it also is a nice matching incision if the patient has a lift on the other side and a nipple reconstruction. This lady, you can clearly see, has involvement of her nipple. She got a lift with her central lumpectomy, and is when she finishes her radiation, she can have a contralateral lift on the other side and get a great result. You can see the projection there when you do a vertical incision. And this is a late result from a central central lumpectomy. So the patients still I would say that a lot of the patients don't end up having nipple reconstruction, and now we're offering them 3D tattooing, and they tend to go for that versus another surgical procedure. So the most important thing is to have a conversation with your patients. When you're doing oncoplastic surgery, you have to find out how the patient feels about their breasts and what they like or don't like. And understand that if they have an asymmetry, sometimes you can make that worse. You want to educate the whole team, including the imaging folks, what it is that you're doing, and be very careful, especially if you're moving things around quite a bit, to avoid a positive margin. So mark your cavity. And also, if you're doing a bilateral procedure, I weigh everything and account for the fact that you're going to have some volume loss during radiation. So in a dense breast, you're going to get much less volume loss. In a very fatty breast, we account for about 10%. Try to make the contralateral side 10% smaller. One of the tools I use, this is a list of tools I use to reduce my re-excision rate. We use localizing devices such as C's, radio frequency or ultrasound. I do shave margins, do specimen mammogram either in the OR or make sure you have access to the image of it, and specimen inking. In conclusion, central lesions can be addressed frequently from a circummarial approach, but if a mastopexy is desired or a resection volume is such that a skin reduction would be beneficial to prevent a defect, then a crescent, a bat wing, or a hemi-bat wing is a good option. Don't forget you're going to get some flattening of the breast with these techniques. Nipple involvement does not necessitate a mastectomy, as a central lumpectomy can give you excellent results. Thank you.